Brian Alvarez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
What is going on, everybody? It is Sunday night. It's May 4th, 2025. May the 4th be with you to all the Star Wars fans out there as it is Star Wars Day. And my question, though, is where is everybody? Shep is supposed to be joining me. Text him a couple times. Haven't heard anything. Radio silent. So I'm hoping he'll be joining me momentarily, but I don't know. It could be just be a one-man show tonight because Paul. Yes, Paul. That jabroni Paul, not Mountain Dew Paul, that jabroni Paul isn't here. And we do have Shep in the house. Shep is joining us.
Well, yeah, I'm joining you. Why wouldn't I join you?
You didn't text me back, so I wasn't sure if you were joining me or not.
I have 72 missed text messages. We had a Cinco de Mayo party. I'm drunk.
All right, we got Shep at his finest tonight. Who else we got? We got Maj in the house, bada bing, bada boom, the realest Canadian in the room. How you doing? That's pretty good. Steven, what's going on?
That's kind of good. I don't like that guy, but that's kind of good.
Yes, Chief, may the 4th be with you. Absolutely, my friend. And there's that jabroni that couldn't join us tonight. He's saying he was suspended, Shep.
Do you not see my comment? Try and turn on us, Paul. No. See what happens to you.
No, Shep, I can't see your...
You can't see my comment?
There we go. Try and turn on me, Paul.
Yeah. Try and turn on me, Paul. See what happens to you.
Yeah, he supposedly has that chair reared back.
Yeah.
To hit both of us.
Yeah.
To hit both of us. Pluggo in the house. Paul's not here. I guess I'll bounce.
Wow. You know what?
Shout out to Paul and only Paul, he says.
You know what? I hope when he cracks open one of those craft non-alcoholic brews he's sponsored by, I am hoping one of those lips has a hanging shad and it just cuts the shit out of him.
That's pretty mean.
That's true. That's kind of mean.
That's kind of mean. That's kind of mean. But you know what, Shep? I've been thinking about this all week because we had a pretty good feeling that Paul wasn't going to be joining us tonight. I think I'm removing his admin rights. I think I'm giving admin rights to you.
Yeah, because I know exactly what to do with them. But yeah, go ahead. I know all this podcasting shit. Hey, let me know. Let me have that. I'll set it all up. Kick his ass out.
Steven says suspended indefinitely. I'm available if you need a replacement.
I like Steven already better than Paul.
Imagine Pluggo definitely thanking Paul for the title since it's freebirded now, apparently. Oh. Chief said, heard through the grapevine, Paul was suspended and fined. Majid, as am I. Hell, I'll even wrestle Steven and a winner gets on the pod match. And that'd be pretty entertaining.
I kind of want to see that.
Pluggo, hey guys, where's your title?
Is he trying to make me say the F-bomb this early into the podcast?
You refrain yourself for 6 more minutes, Shep. 6 more minutes.
Okay, I can do that.
6 more minutes.
Hey, Pluggo, but go eat some eggs.
There we go. You suck eggs, Pluggo.
You suck eggs. Pluggo.
But to answer his question, I do have to share this with everybody out there that's watching the pod here. Let me share my screen. There's where our title is. It is in Boston on the shoulder of JPJ.
You know what? It makes me laugh at that picture because every time I've ever shared a podcast with JPJ, he's had a hat on. And this one picture he sends us, he does not have a hat on.
It's true.
And he looks like Grandpa Christmas.
He had a birthday this week.
He did. So shout out to JPJ. Happy birthday. Happy 58th birthday, JPJ. I hope you had a great day, my brother.
But we're getting that title back at Double or Nothing. Absolutely.
Oh, we're going to absolutely dominate JPJ. And you know, the reason we're going to do that is because he's got to carry Pluggo with him. And it's just
gonna, yeah, he does.
It's going to be massive, disappointing.
Yes. Yeah.
Because Pluggo is going to drag him so down. So down. I mean, they're going to be in the freaking slop. That's how deep Pluggo is going to drag his ass down.
We have to come up with the rules, Shep. How should we do this tag team? Is it going to be everybody makes their own picks and the highest combination between KOP and between Two Beards wins? Or are we just teaming up and joining the forces as a team
as a true tag team, let's say there's 10 matches. I mean, hopefully there's an even amount of matches.
Yeah.
I would say you pick five, I pick five.
Okay.
And we have to agree on our confidence points.
Okay.
If there is an odd number, I've already kind of thought this through. If there's an odd number of matches, we're going to pick one match as a wild card and it counts double.
Oh.
So okay. If there's 11 matches, okay, we're going to pick five. I'm going to pick five, you pick five. And then the one match we deem as a wild card, you and I would have to agree on whatever we want to pick. And that amount of points is worth double. It's a wild.
I like it. I like it. It is double or nothing.
It is double or nothing.
I like it.
And I like it. I mean, I don't know about you, but I know me. I love to gamble.
Yeah.
So
I'm not a big cards player, but I like doing some sports gambling. So
cards, sports, slots, horses.
I do slots.
High school basketball. I put lines on it. Let's do it.
Get just caught up on some comments real quick, Paul. Between Three Beards, Pluggo. Paul, leave. Just go. Leave. Go join them. Go join them, Paul.
Paul, that beard you've been trying to grow for 7 years does not. And I will give Pluggo a compliment. I'm sorry. He has a decent beard, and obviously JPJ does, but. That shit is not going to flow, bud.
Yep. Pluggo, how the mighty is fallen. Shep is coming up with the rules. Desperate times, huh, boys?
Oh, Pluggo, you're lucky you live up in South Bend. I wish I knew some basketball players or football players that wanted to make a little extra money, and I just have them TP and egg your house.
He does suck eggs.
He does suck eggs. Yeah, you do.
Chief says he is so ready for Double or Nothing. He's already filling the WWE burnout right after Mania and Backlash this Saturday.
He's got a little bit of a point. I feel like they're a little stale right now. Coming out of Mania, I don't feel they've got the press and following they want. So, yeah, I 100% agree with him. I think some of it's a little stale right now. It's redundant. And, yeah, 100%. I agree with Chief.
Like I'm looking forward to McAfee's match against Gunther just because we don't get Pat in the ring very often.
That might be the hottest storyline they got going right now.
Yeah. And it's probably just a one-off, really.
McAfee's going to wrestle once or twice a year, maybe. We haven't seen him since WrestleMania 2 years ago in Dallas when him and
38, three years ago
when he had the infamous, you know, thing with Stone Cold and he was guzzling beer on the side, which obviously is in his opening to his show on ESPN, which I love.
Yep.
But
a few more comments here before we dive in the AEW weeds. Majin, the hell's going on here? Shep doing the work, coming up with stipulations. That's usually Tanner's job. Hey, I spread the wealth here.
Hey, Majin.
I got one good co-host.
I show up every week. Yeah.
course, Plugo St. Paul's always welcome to join them over there on Beards. So maybe you'll be seeing Paul on Thursdays.
Wow, hey, thanks a lot, Plugo. I've never got the invite.
Yeah. Well, I have, but
they don't like Shep. Am I too fat? Am I too tan? Am I too handsome? What is it, Plugo? Tell me, let me know.
Steven Chambers, Chia Pet can't save Paul's beard.
It's true.
Plugo, just like the predictions, having others fight your battles, classic KOP. I love how Plugo gets last. And he's the one you called it, Shep. He's the one just eating this up.
He's got last twice now, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job, Plugo. Hey, maybe just Plugo's really good at golf, lowest score wins, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job, Plugo. You're a hell of a golfer. You're Scotty Scheffler Jr.
He's pretty much scratch. Majin, before we get there, I just want to say, if anyone didn't believe in Fletcher, his match in Dynamite was yet another reason to believe he's a damn star. Oh, 100%. 100%.
I mean, before we get into it, overall, I think we're 4 weeks in a row now. Dynamite has really, really kicked ass.
They're getting some good momentum, I think, going. And I don't remember who I was listening to the other day, but they said, you know, as far as All In goes, that might be the most important show in AEW history. Just given that they're getting some momentum, and that could be a huge reset. Like, coming out of All In, you should kind of know where everybody in the company stands.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all.
Yeah. Steven, Scott Steiner training McAfee and going to be in his corner at Backlash?
That is news to me.
I knew he was coming up to help him train a little bit, but I didn't know he was going to be in this corner at Backlash.
Yes. I guess here's what I would think. If Scott Steiner's doing that to be in his corner, that makes a future storyline between Gunther and Bron Breakker, right?
Way down the road, probably. Or
I would love to see Bron Breakker spear the shit out of Gunther. I would not
go. That'd be fun.
So, I would think that's obviously in the future. So,
yeah, Majin. Yeah, I'm still upset about the Avs last night. They choked that one away, and fortunately, Miko got his revenge on him. That's what happens when you trade a guy who's been on your team 10 years and he gets a chance to play in the playoffs. Puts up 4 points, gets you in the third, and sends you home.
Are you talking about hockey?
Yeah, we are.
No. But NBA playoffs are going right now, and Pacers just freaking
big game
the
one
shit out of Cleveland. I loved it.
Big one game. Chief, I've been enjoying Collision the past few weeks. Great TV. Yeah, Collision's been cooking a lot better.
It's been a lot better than it was. Yep. Because if we go back 6 months ago, Collision was shit.
We didn't even want to talk about it. But no, there's been a lot of good stuff going on over there. Before we get into talking about Dynamite, Shep, I know you're an ECW guy back in the day. I know Steffi, who's usually in the comments, I know she's overseas on vacation, so she's not joining us, but she's a huge ECW gal. What's your opinion on ECW making a little residency for themselves at the historic 2300 Arena?
You mean AEW making a little residency?
You said what ECW? I say, ECW? Yeah, too many ECW. AEW making themselves a residency in late August and early to mid-September the old ECW arena, the
2300 arena. Didn't AEW do this a year ago down in Texas somewhere?
Correct, and it went really well. Yeah.
Yes. So I like it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You get that type of an arena, you know you're going to get a hot crowd. It doesn't matter if are you drinking a fucking 2 liter?
No,
it's 10 minutes. By the way, it's 10 minutes up.
1 liter. Oh, yeah, it is.
I look like you're drinking a fucking 2 liter. I was like, that's fucking aggressive. Jesus. You know,
what the hell is Paul style? Oh, we're not talking about Paul anymore. This is actually ginger ale.
Oh,
We shopped at Fresh Market today. You have to grocery shop to one of those.
Oh, yeah, those things fucking, they rock.
Yeah, and I just, they had tons of different kinds, and I hadn't tried this kind of White Rock. I don't know. It's not bad.
Now, I like a little ginger ale and Maker's Mark. Put a little Maker's Mark in there.
It's a good mixer for a lot.
With a couple little maraschino cherries.
Oh, refreshing.
You can get drunk off of that. Anyways, sidetracked. Squirrel. I saw a squirrel.
Rabbit hole.
2300 arena.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, Philadelphia is always going to bring a hot crowd.
Yep.
So if you're going to spend, are they spending 3 weeks there? Two and a half?
It's from August 27th through September 11th.
That's just 3 weeks, right? Yeah. Three and a half weeks. I think you're going to get a consistent hot crowd. That type of venue, you're going to put plenty of asses in the seats. Yeah, why not do that? And I think the reason they do that is because you literally can keep your production in one spot instead of shipping them, you know, every other day somewhere else. So you literally rent the arena for 3 weeks, you set up your shit, and you don't have to tear it down.
Yep.
I think it's a great business move financially, probably, is why they do it. And then you pick a great city like Philadelphia, where the fans bring it.
No, I'm right there with you. I you can't beat Costco, Majin. You get your double chunk chocolate cookie or a chicken bake. You bring the boom.
Fuck you, Majin. You're in Paul Lane. You know what? You're in Paul's category. You had to bring that. We were doing great. We didn't have to talk about some stupid kid
we have mentioned
eating chocolate chip cookies at a fucking wholesale store. Good Lord!
In a while.
Rah!
Steven brings up a great question, because right now the Philly shows are going to be three Dynamites, three Collisions, and then ROH Death Before the Dishonor. There's no mention of All Out yet, the date or anything. And I'm thinking, you know, we got Forbidden Door later this year in late August. They might push All Out in later in September. I can't see them moving All Out outside of Chicago, because Tony loves doing that pay-per-view in Chicago. But it doesn't look like it's going to be on Labor Day weekend like it typically is. So
no, and that's okay, because I really think, maybe this is just me, but a holiday weekend, not a lot of people sit down and watch the pay-per-view. There might be a lot of people that watch it on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, and I'm sure that counts into their numbers, but they want the right now numbers, and it's a busy weekend. People got shit to do. So I don't disagree with him moving it. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I think you move it and let it breathe a little bit. You know, I know last year they moved All Out to be 2 weeks after All In. You remember the year before was the very next week. That's just too close.
Yep.
You know, let it breathe for about a month, get some storylines coming after Forbidden Door, then run a good pay-per-view at the endish of September. And then you got Wrestle Dream in October, Full Gear, November, World's End, December. So, yeah. And they could, Steven, they could hold it in Philly since they're holding everything else. But I just think he will keep All Out in Chicago. He's already moving Double or Nothing away for Vegas. It would just shock me knowing.
And you know what? They always sell good numbers in Chicago. They always have a full house. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Keith said he missed All Out 22 because he went to a music festival in Philly. So letting it breathe isn't a bad idea. Yeah. That ended up being Brawl Out.
Yeah.
All Out 22 was. So, yep. Steven saying, just don't schedule it the same night as WWE and AEW like they did Memorial Day weekend. Well, Double or Nothing, I believe, was scheduled before NXT. So, but then NXT counter-programmed. And then the same thing goes for July 12th during All In. Thankfully, AEW's running All In at 3 because Saturday night main events that night. So.
So they're starting at 3 o'clock in the
afternoon. They're starting at 3, and I believe the reasoning is since the last two All Outs have been overseas in London, and those have started at 3 here stateside, he just decided to keep it the same.
Well, that obviously means he was getting some decent buys overseas. Mm-hmm. So
Yep. and Mon says it was WWE being the assholes they are. As far as counter programming. Yeah.
they like to throw their trump card out there.
Sure, 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 sure. But Dynamite, I'm right there with you, Shep. I thought it was a really good Dynamite yet again this week. We had some fun stuff go down. I think the build for Double or Nothing's really taken off. I mean, we only got, what, two matches so far officially on the card, both Owen, but they're both going to be awesome. And we can kind of guess what some other matches are going to be, and it's looking like it's going to be a great card. And we ended, started Dynamite. I loved it with an 8-man tag.
Oh, 30 minutes of absolute craziness.
If you love PWG, you love this match. I mean, this was old school PWG.
It was 30 minutes of chaos in nonstop action, right?
Yeah, it was. I mean, you had Omega, Speedball Mike Bailey, Kevin Knight, Mark Briscoe against the Elite, which is the Young Bucks and Okada, and then Ricochet. A lot of fun spots. You know, you had a stare down between Okada and Omega again. We're definitely going to get that all in. You had a lot of high spots. My favorite spot though was the reversal when the Bucks, I think it was Matt Jackson, was given the clotheslines. And then they I think Kenny reversed it through Ricochet, and he had no idea. He was hitting Ricochet the whole time. And then he smacked him for being bald.
Yeah, it was the, they were double teaming,
yes,
in a tag, and he had his arm and he was wrenching his arm.
There you go, wrenching, not close.
And then they flipped it, and then all of a sudden he wrenched Ricochet's arm and did that. It was great.
He smacked him for being bald.
Yeah. And then I think there was twice where Ricochet went up to one of the Jacksons and put his hair over his, and he's like, "Look, I got hair all of a sudden." That was comic. The other thing. And you know how I feel about this individual in AEW, Rick Knox. He literally stood in the left corner, hard camera, left corner of the ring, and didn't move for 15 minutes because
it just chilled.
Shit was just out of control. Like, he didn't even try.
Yeah.
Like, which we knew it's going to happen, right? But it was just funny, like, he literally was in the, like I said, left side, hard camera, and he was trying to point and instruct, but I think he just
says, screw it, just let him go.
Screw it, look, I got my pants that don't fit. You eight sons of bitches, just do whatever the hell you want, and I'll count three at the end when I know the finish is going home. So I thought that was funny.
Yeah, Majin picked up on it too. Excalibur even shouted out PWG on commentary without coming out naming the promotion. Yeah, he did give a good shout out. That was cool. Chief said 30 minutes.
Didn't Excalibur own PWG?
He was a big part of it. I don't know if he owned it, but he wrestled in it. He commentated on it. So
I knew that.
Chief, 30 minutes. I couldn't keep up with all the spots. Still a fun match. Stephen Chambers said, great match, 8-man tag. Majin Kenny's insane look in the background while that was going on was too perfect. Going on too was perfect. Stephen Ref is like, I'm out of the way. Yep, that's Rick Knox for you.
Yep.
Brandon James, I don't know who to pick out of Ospreay or Hangman Page to win. We're getting there in a bit. Maybe not with our picks, but we're getting there with our thoughts on that match and the match that took place on Wednesday night. But yeah, fun way to start the show. Then we got a backstage segment with Hurt Syndicate. They ran into a bunch of guys singing their song that they hurt people, and the Hurt Syndicate just took them out.
Just beat them up.
We saw the Ops versus Rhett Titus, Nick Camarado, and Miles Hawkins. Nice to see Camarado back after about 9 months on the shelf.
And I like Rhett Titus. I always liked him in ROH before ROH folded and went to Tony Khan. I don't know what he's been doing. I'm sure indie work, but I always thought Rhett Titus was a good professional wrestler. So,
Of course, the Ops got the win after the match. The Death Riders came and attacked them. But Joe locked in a sleeper on Moxley on the entrance ramp, but Claudio distracted Joe by placing Shibata's head on a chair, forcing Joe to come to his aid. Joe then grabbed a microphone, which I thought this was really odd. I thought Joe was going to pass out when he was on the mic because he kept closing his eyes. And like
he had a lot of sweat coming down.
Yeah.
A lot of sweat.
But long story short, it's going to be Moxley and Joe in a cage for the AEW World title at Beach Break in Chicago in a couple weeks.
How bloody will that be?
That's going to be gnarly. Yeah. That's going to be gnarly. I mean, let's be honest. Moxley's not dropping the title before All In. But that's still going to be a fun one. It's going to be a hard-hitting, fun match.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll find a way to in the match where Joe doesn't look bad. But I would think you're going to watch that match, and I would say the majority of that match is going to be controlled by Joe.
Yeah.
Just because of the way Mox's title run's been. Yep. And I think, yeah, like I said, I think it'll be bloody. It really will.
Mod just said, Rhett Titus looks so different. I barely recognize him. He's so damn skinny now.
I agree with you. Majin and I don't agree a lot on this channel.
You guys are starting two more, which has scared me a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It's like two things today. but yeah, at first when they introduced him, like, I had to do a double take. Yeah, he has definitely dropped some pounds. I mean, he's still, you know, obviously a very physically fit guy, but
right.
he's not like he was.
Right. Steven, Camarada looks like Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds. Oh, he does. He does, though. And you know, I always thought Braun Strowman, who was released by WWE on Friday, Braun Strowman always looked like Ogre, too.
So here you go. Let's go down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
What's the first promotion Braun Strowman shows up in?
I think it's some independent.
Well, yeah, I do. I agree with that. But which one?
Why not GCW?
You're close.
Okay, what do you think?
I don't think we see Braun Strowman. I think we see him show up in the next Bloodsport. Which is
that
usually,
makes sense.
Which is usually, you know, affiliated with GCW, obviously.
What was that stupid ass promotion he and EC3 and Karrion Kross tried to get off the ground?
Oh God, what was that? That was awful.
That was terrible. Folded after like two shows.
And they had no rule, like you couldn't super kick in the rule.
Yeah,
you couldn't knee slap.
There's no big high spots, pretty much.
Oh, so,
somebody help us out in the comments if you remember what it was during the pandemic.
Yeah, it was
control your narrative. Control your narrative.
Yeah. Because that was EC3's little control line or whatever.
Yeah. Chief says, you guys pick up on Taz's commentary on Hook getting replaced by Hobbs and winning gold. Is heel Hook coming soon? Eyeball emojis. You know, I wouldn't mind that. That would be a nice development and give Hook's character a fresh coat of paint. Because they got to do something right?
I like Hook right now.
Okay, but would you rather him be part of the ops as the Trios Champs or Hobbs?
No, Hook.
I don't think you can have them both. I don't think you can have them both.
No, you can't. But we've already – if he comes back, he's going to go after Joe. We've already seen Joe versus Hook, right?
As friends – well, no, you're right. We have, because that was Joe's first title defense.
Correct.
It was down Daly's place. It was a really good match.
Yeah, it was, and that's when he earned the respect of Hook. Hook earned the respect of Joe. I don't know. I think Hook could be a good heel just because he doesn't talk a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he could be a good heel.
Chief Strowman and NWA question mark.
They got a couple big guys, but it could fit.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to see how the NWA handles Natty in the Crockett Cup. She's going for the NWA Women's
World Championship. WWE screwed her over, I think, because she could have been doing all this stuff a year ago.
Agreed, but obviously you got to give them a little bit of a credit. I'm guessing I'm going to give it Triple H to give her the freedom to branch out like she's doing. She's still under WWE contract.
Correct.
She did Bloodsport.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, she's had the – I don't even know who's the lady that's NWA World Champion. I don't know her name.
I don't follow NWA at all. So
I know there was some online confrontation, and then this girl confronted her after her Bloodsport win, which fueled the promo Natty put out last Tuesday. I don't know. I sent it to you and Paul. Last Tuesday or Wednesday. And it was literally the best promo I've seen from Natalya.
Oh, easily.
And I love that she's going by Natalya Neidhart now.
Yep.
Natty's WWE. She's going by Natalya. Yep. And so I'm hoping this girl in NWA can put on a great match with her and make her look as strong as she is.
Yeah, Chief brings up a good point. It looks like WWE is trying to keep her happy so she can become a coach at the Performance Center down the line.
You know what, though? I get that.
But she'd be good at. She'd be good at.
But her and TJ have Dungeon 2.0.
Oops, there like you go. Maja said, or they can affiliate with her dungeon down the line.
Yeah. I mean, they have the Dungeon 2.0. Obviously, TJ's a hell of a teacher.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's what he's doing full time now. But you even see people like Nikki Bella going back and working in the dungeon, getting refreshed. So obviously they're doing some good work there. So
watch this, Shep, get out of his head. You're scaring him. That's probably a scary place up there.
Ah, shit. Here, I'll take a drink. Cheers.
What are you drinking tonight, Shep? 31 minutes in, I didn't ask.
Well, 31 minutes in, we're again, we had a Cinco de Mayo party. I know it's tomorrow, but we had like, we had like 20 fucking kids running through.
I saw on your wife's Instagram story.
Sure. Finally, the rain stopped, so they were playing in the backyard. But yeah, us adults, we all partaked. So I had my normal. But here, I got a special for you. Cinco de Mayo, I broke out the good shit.
Oh.
I haven't had some of this Fortaleza. Actually, if we watched when Dax Harwood was suspended down in Mexico, he drank some Fortaleza. It's hard to get in the States. So, obviously, I've had a little bit out of this
bottle. Yeah, you've had a little bit.
But it's a – why is it sticky? It's sticky. Anyways, it's a special – we only drink some of this on good occasions. The last time I drank some of this, I believe, is when I won the local Calcutta golf tournament. So there Cinco de Mayo, little Fortaleza, just like my boy Dax. Cheers.
Cheers. and as that's going down Shep's hatch there, up next on Dynamite, we have Paul's favorite kind of match.
That's so good.
It's the AEW Women's World Championship Eliminator
It doesn't taste like tequila.
It's just smooth.
That's dangerous. That's dangerous. Get that away from me.
We had Tony Storm.
It's Eliminator's match.
We had Tony Storm and Majin. I've been practicing this because I saw your tweet. You couldn't wait till KOP announced this woman's name. Miyu Yamashita, I believe is how you pronounce her name. That went against Tony Storm. Yes. Yes. And if I didn't practice, that was going to be bad. So Tony went over in I don't even know how many minutes the match went, but she got the win with Storm Zero. After the match, though, Mercedes made her way to the ring, rallies to the ramp. And I'm like, oh, like we're finally getting that tease for that potential match at All In. But then Jamie Hayter came out, attacked Mercedes, and Mercedes hightailed it backstage. So.
Hater takes that belt off her.
We got our soon to be ex co-host throwing out F bombs in the comments.
Yeah. Please, sir, we don't need to be explicit because of the comments of the people, of the patrons. Okay.
Ah. Mom said I'm still wrong with my pronunciation. Close. Okay.
At least
you got her first name right.
You did way better than I would have.
I thought I had her down.
I thought you did a pretty damn good job.
Thank you. Brandon James says Braun Strowman could go to TNA. Normally, I would have said yes, but with the partnership with WWE, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hurt Syndicate, we had them and MJF meet once again in the ring. It was funny. This was the one segment my wife kind of paid attention to. And she goes, they're still doing this? As far as the storyline. But then she is entertained by it because she's like, is he going to join or is he not going to join? I'm like, really? Like, I'm going back and forth every week. I kind of change my tune. And, you know, Shelton and MVP gave him the thumbs up, but Big Bob still gave him the thumbs down. And MJF's getting pissed. And Bobby Lashley reminded him who he was, though. put his hands on him, put him in the corner, and said, I want you to see you hurt somebody.
I love the backstage segment of MVP trying to talk Bobby into it.
Yep.
And, you know, they brought up the car that he gave him a week ago, and Bobby was like, look, I can buy my own car.
Yeah, I got two
of them. I love that. But them trying to talk him into it was a great backstage segment. And then seeing him kind of put the thumb up, like it was kind of like halfway, and then he went, oh, great. It was great.
Yep.
I've never been a big Bobby Lashley fan. I never thought he was that entertaining. But when you put him with a mouthpiece like MVP across the ring from a mouthpiece of MJF, I sound like an eye chart right now. he fits in well.
Yeah.
And it's an entertaining segment. And, you know, I don't know where this eventually pays off. But guess what? I'm going to watch next Wednesday to see what the next move is.
I'm starting to think he is going to join. For a while, I thought he would get mad, bring in the Halliday and Hammerstone. But I'm starting to think he's going to join. And then I don't know how long it's going to be. And then he's going to do what he normally does and turn his back on him and stab him in the back. But
yeah, just like any faction MJF has been in, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
yep. Los Tremix, I hope I pronounced your name right, on YouTube here says, when is Mercedes going to start losing her titles?
I like the
good
dog.
Question.
I like the dog.
Yeah, good looking dog.
I like dogs.
Yeah. Shep, when's Mercedes going to start losing some of her titles? Because she's belt collector right now.
I think she lose the TBS championship soon. And the reason I think she loses it soon is because right after she loses it, they're going to put her in her program with Toni Storm for the big belt. So
yeah, well, if she beats Hayter at Double or Nothing, she's in the title match at All In, gets Toni Storm. And I know there's a lot of Mercedes haters out there, but as of right now, I think Mercedes walks out as champ.
She walks out as you're saying she walks out as Double or Nothing as champ?
No, she walks out Double Nothing as number one contender. She walks out
number one contender.
She walks out All In as champion.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you think she's going to hold all the belts?
I'm kind of in agreement with you. I think she could lose the TBS title, but I think she's walking out of All In as the world champion for the women.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah. I just – Toni Storm's held it four times. Every run's good, but they haven't put it on Mercedes yet.
Yeah, but unless they make her just an absolute super heel.
Yep.
Okay.
Which she can do.
Which she can do, because right now half the crowd hates her to begin with, right?
Yes. Yes.
You know, her CEO gimmick dance is worn off. So she gets a lot of boos the way it is. So if she can do something ultra heelish to win the belt off of Toni Storm, because obviously Toni is just a super face right now. And to make her look even better, to have that, you know, ultra heel, ultra face, then make the change.
Yeah. Steven said Mercedes is going to get some backup helping her win the tournament, Renegade Twins. Could be. Another match on Dynamite that came together during the show itself. Nick Wayne, step-son-in-law, whatever you want to call it. I don't know.
He's my stepson.
Stepson, not son-in-law. You're right.
Yeah, he's my stepson.
Yeah, well, ex-stepson, whatever. I don't even know if you're still with Mama Wayne. I can't keep them all straight.
She's a hell of a snuggler, baby.
He defended his ROH World TV Championship against Jay Lethal, but he didn't even want to take this match. But Christian keeps stepping in, making decisions for Nick. Nick's starting to get pissed.
I really like the match. I love that Jay Lethal put Nick over, which I think we knew as soon as the match was made.
Mm-hmm.
I just want more for Jay Lethal. I think Jay Lethal could be really good. I think he's a above a mid-carder status. Is just what I'm saying.
I'm not sure at this point in his career if he is.
Oh, he's got another run left in him.
Okay.
I mean, look, they gave Jeff Jarrett another run.
They were trying to give him one big, big match. And
yeah.
The feedback everybody gave had them go in a different direction.
But you know what, though? Jeff Jarrett still performed. Look at the matches he had in AEW. He still performed well.
I agree.
And I think Jay Lethal, obviously way younger than Jeff Jarrett, but I think he's still got a little left in the tank. But I love seeing him on TV.
See how old Jay Lethal is.
I bet Jay Lethal's
how old do you think he is?
43.
He's 40.
He's younger than me.
Just turned 40, April 29th.
Holy shit. He's younger than me.
But he's been at it for a while. I mean, he was a youngster when he broke
through. Look how good I look at 42.
Yeah.
I look good.
Yeah. You could pass for upper 30s.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have a receding hairline like fucking Paul does.
We're not speaking of his name anymore.
Oh yeah, he's in the same club as Vince McMahon.
Yep. Two guys have got their names on the list. He's joining the list. He just made the list.
It's funny cuz we used to call those Brad and Chads, now we call them Paul and Vince.
Wasn't it P&Vs? We could go down another rabbit hole. P&Vs can't talk about them.
Yeah, we'll stop about that.
Wasn't it the ECW one night stand?
Sorry.
What ECW one night stand where JBL Heyman said something to JBL. The only reason why he had the championship was because Triple H didn't want to work on Tuesdays.
Yep. Great stand.
Paul doesn't want to work on Sundays, so soon he's going to be working on Thursdays over there on Beards.
Well, never mind. I won't say it. I can't say it.
I was trying to tease something up for you. Come on.
I won't do it.
Come on.
I mean, hey, the Beards love their podcast every
Thursday. Yeah, they do. They do a great job with it.
Every Thursday at 8 o'clock. They talk more than professional wrestling. They talk.
Oh, yeah.
They talk life and sports in general.
Yep.
Oh, boy. I don't know if we want to talk. I mean, Paul's a fucking Cleveland fan. He has nothing to bring to the table there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, we got
his fucking quarterback, Shadur.
Potato chips, 1122 or 1122 says classic joke, Sheppy. And it says, do it, Sheppy.
Thanks, Grant or Chud or whoever the fuck is.
Yeah, that. I was gonna say that's gotta be one of your good friends, right?
Yeah, it's gotta be.
By Sheppy now.
They used to be Darby Allin. Remember Darby Allin fan? Yeah. They used to be
this that guy.
Whoever the fucking potato chip 8126947.
1122. No 69 in the name.
They gave it away by calling me Sheppy.
Yeah.
Nobody but a few people call me
Sheppy. Right when I read it, before I even popped on screen, yeah. I heard it in my head as one person that I think it is. So
yeah. It's either Chud or Grant. They're the only people to call me Sheppy. So anyway.
Well, hey, I'm glad they're tuning in. Yeah, Majin said
thanks a lot.
Patriarchy turning on Christian Cage soon to side with Shep. Cope saves Christian as they reunite, go for the tag titles after beating Sabin and Wayne. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to get Christian and Edge and Cope together. Yeah. I just have to put the pieces there.
Yeah. But before you have that, to make Christian free, you're going to have a Nick Wayne versus Christian match.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chief, I agree with Shep. They could do so much more with Jay Lethal. He still looks great in the ring.
He does. I'd like to see another run with him. I'm saying he's above a mid-carder, but you know, there's so many mid-level titles nowadays.
Yeah.
Let him have a run. You know, let him do it.
He who shall not be named, just say his name and he'll appear. That's why we're not saying his name. Don't want him to appear tonight. Don't want him on show.
I'm gonna do.
I love how Shep's behaving. He's just behaving. I can see him wanting to jump on it, but he's like, I'm not gonna.
My first toddy was at like at noon today. Okay. So I'm being good.
Imagine, I hope Christian and Cope bring back the 5 second pose at least one more time. That'd be good. That'd be good. Nice pop from the crowd. Stephen Chambers, $1 million question, when Cope returns to get it going. I think we get Christian and Cope versus FTR at All In. And then you can have the Hurt Syndicate against somebody else for the tag team titles. I think that's because that was such a big turn and such a big double concerto and everything. You got to pay that off at a big show.
You know what, though? I agree with that, but I'm going to take it one step above. I believe you're going to have a gimmick match.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that comes out to my mind is a ladder match.
Okay.
Cool. I know there's no titles on the line, right?
Yeah. It could be number one contender.
It could be a number one contender, but it could be a TLC match. It's going to be something along those lines of a gimmick match. I don't think you're going to get a pure wrestling match between the two. Right.
He who's nameless, bring it on, Shep. You don't scare me and definitely can't offend me.
You're right. I can't, Paul. Love you, bud.
Who?
And, you know, the guy down over there. Yeah. The guy on the other side of the town here of me.
All right.
He's over there.
He's somewhere. The main event for the semifinals of the Owen Hart Cup saw Hangman Adam Page defeat Kyle Fletcher in a heck of a match. They had me a few times with close finishes. I thought Fletcher was pulling it out.
This was one of my matches of the week.
I think it was my match of the week. It was.
I didn't listen to Justin Laborde today or
and Jonathan or, Hood. There you go. Jay Hood.
Jonathan. I live in the hood. Busted Open today. But this would have been when they do their match of the week. This definitely, I'm sure it was nominated. I don't know who won, but this was the match of the week in all of professional wrestling.
Fletcher, I agree with Majin earlier. Fletcher came out with this a bigger star than rising star than he did going in. And we all know, like, I came out, I'm like, they got to figure out a way to get this a kid gold. I mean, I'm not saying the world title yet, but somehow get that TNT title on him. I know Adam Cole just won it, but maybe down the road, but like, I think that'd be perfect for him. Give him a nice mid card individual title run, or maybe he's the one that takes off Omega or Okada if they unify those belts. Maybe he beats one of them. And then like, maybe we're talking by the end of 2026, maybe he's holding the world title. I think he's that. I mean, I just think he's that good.
He's performed so well, and he's got a great mouthpiece in Don Callis.
Yeah, he does.
So
he's easy to hate.
he's kind of, if you look in the WWE world, I mean, Don Callis is, I'm not saying he's on the same level, okay? But he's the Paul Heyman of AEW.
100%.
Okay.
100%.
Not saying they're on the same level.
Right.
Okay, because Paul's on a different level.
Yeah.
But he is the Paul Heyman of AEW. And so when he's on commentary, while Fletcher is working, it works out very well. And Fletcher just is able to perform in the ring and doesn't have to worry about the mic. Mm-hmm. So, yes, he's awesome. Awesome.
I mean, it's just amazing. Sorry to cut you off.
No,
about a year and a half ago, you know, this was before he had the shaved head and everything. He was just with Mark Davis, and we're like, okay, he's gonna be good like 4 or 5 years down the road.
Well, we liked Aussie. It was Aussie Open, and I thought it was a great tag team. Like, man, those guys can do some things, but you know, Mark Davis has been injury bug.
He's taking the ball and run with them, man.
And then Fletcher's just done that, and with the help of Don Callis, yeah, I mean, he's one of the top three heels in the company right now.
Yep.
So yep.
He's awesome.
We need to keep the rocket under his rear end and keep going.
Yep. Yep. Protect him with the losses. Like if he loses, make sure it's the right people in the right way. Yeah. You watched Collision last night?
I did not.
Okay.
Last night was AC/DC in our local town.
Yes, I knew it was. Yeah, they sold that thing out. AC/DC. Well, let me press AC/DC tribute band.
It wasn't a tribute band. AC/DC. Yes, but we have a good 350 seat theater in our local town that's been remodeled and it's awesome.
Yep. Yep.
I talked my wife into going to AC/DC, and it's not her type of music, but this band was, I think they're out of Chicago, and they were great.
They've been together 25 years. I was talking to the lady who puts the shows together, and they got a Metallica one coming in September.
I'm a sponsor of that one, so.
Nice.
We got Metallica coming in September, and then we have Chris Stapleton / Eric Church in December.
Once again, these are tribute bands.
These are tribute bands. They're tribute bands, yes. We're in a 5,000 person town.
Yes.
We would love to have the real Metallica come play in our 350 seat theater.
Could you imagine?
Oh, that place would be nuts. Absolutely nuts. But I was at the date night with the lady.
Nice.
AC/DC last night. You know, my favorite AC/DC song is "She's Got the Jack." Right?
No, they got so many good jams.
Yes. Yep. Yes. So. Yep.
We saw Timeless Tony Storm defeat Lady Frost in a title eliminator match. I wish they'd used Lady Frost more.
When she came over from TNA a year ago, maybe.
Yeah.
It was. They've used her in ROH. I think she's very talented. She's very athletic. Just has a good stance with her. Like, she's got that athletic build. And like, she looks like she could be an ass beater, actually.
I'm
trying to say that in the most feminine way, not to disrespect her, but I like her look. I think she could be more.
I don't know what they do with the women's world title at Double or Nothing.
There's nothing yet. There's nothing in the pipeline.
Pony after the match, he said there is a lot of women who want to face her. She said she's not hard to find and goes to different places in the arena. She's like, I could be here. I could be here. I could be here. But I'm always going to be Timeless. But who is? Because, you know, that's just a couple weeks away. She's not going to lose it, obviously. It's either going to be Hayter or Mercedes against her at All In. But, like, who's going to try to beat her? I don't think you throw what's her face? Megan Bain in there again. Not yet.
No, not yet, because you haven't seen her.
Did last night against Harley Cameron. Yeah. Fun match.
But if you're going to bring somebody in with Tony, maybe bring somebody in from Japan.
Yeah, yeah.
That she's got maybe a little bit of a history with, and you can have a short
or build. CMLL, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is, but yeah.
But she's worked in both places, so you can find some history for her.
Right. Right.
So do something like that. And it'd be a good one-off match, right?
Yep.
And then it'd be obviously us AEW fans, you know, you bring somebody outside and like, oh, somebody new, you get the eyes on them, you know, it's kind of a win-win.
Just make sure that their contract's not going to run up like the next week, like Stephanie Vaccaro did. And then she jumped to WWE and really pissed Tony off.
She's doing pretty good right now, too.
Oh, she's doing very well. I'm not saying – I mean, I think she made the right decision for herself. But, yeah, I think the AEW learned a lesson there last year at Forbidden Door with that situation. Interesting four-man match last night. A winner took home 100K. Roosh, Kevin Knight, AR Fox, and Sammy Guevara finally on AEW television. And Sammy picks up the win.
Sammy pissed somebody off about a year and a half ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he still ROH tag title?
Him and Dustin. Yep.
Okay. Yep. So he's been down in ROH for the last, 6 months?
At least, yeah.
Doing good work. All know how good Sammy is in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's his backstage politics that he can't get out of his own way.
Yeah.
I want Sammy to be on Dynamite. I want Sammy to be on Collision on a regular basis. I think Sammy is very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Majin has two questions here. You guys think Mariah will cross? I would say yes, if I'm guessing right now. I think she will go to WWE. And then he said, when is Tay coming back? Megasis, Megan Bain, recently attacked Anna Jay. Tay Jay coming back against Megasis Penelope. That would be cool. That'd be a fitting way to get her back because I think she's been training for a while. So I think she's ready.
She has been. I mean, I think they're
in the right place for her.
I think their child's a year old or
older
than that. So it's time to get her back. I think she's
yep.
She was good too. I mean, she made some she was when we saw her on television back in the day and some of the mistakes she made, it was just because of her inexperience.
Yeah. I mean, they put her in a world title match at one of the pay-per-views. I don't remember which one off the top of my head. I think it was a Full Gear maybe. But
wasn't she involved in the infamous table spot with Willow? Where she speared, speared Willow or powerbomb Willow and completely missed the freaking table.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyways, like to see her back. She was entertaining as well.
It was interesting after Sammy's win, he pointed at Adam Cole to indicate he wants to face him for the TNT title. That would be a nice TV match.
Yeah.
I mean, Sammy's held that title, what, 2 or 3 times? So
twice.
Yeah. Megan Bang went over. I about said Penelope Ford went over Harley Cameron, but it was a fun match. And Harley's come a long way. I know we give her flowers a lot on this podcast, but she has come a long way. She's entertaining. She's got a lot better in the ring. It wasn't a squash match by any means. So yeah,
she's got a lot of potential.
Yep. Yeah, because after the match, Megan Bang hit another Fate's Descent. Then Penelope Ford told her to do another one. Anna Jay came out and hit Megan Bang with a 2x4. Megan Bang didn't budge. She grabbed the plywood and threw it away. She ran at Anna Jay, but she held the ropes, sending Megan Bang over the top. Then Penelope Ford pulled Megan Bang away. So we could get a tag match between those four ladies probably coming up. Yeah.
I think Megan Bang has endless potential.
Yeah, she's something they haven't. I mean, well, okay. They had it in a different variation than Jade. Let me put it that way. So, Mox had a really good promo he cut against Samoa Joe. So, if you haven't checked it out, go see it. I'm not going to go over the whole promo, but it was good. Basically addressing the cage match. Josh Alexander, Brody King, if you like a hard-hitting match, this was for you. There was a lot of fun spots. Time limit draw, which I loved because I didn't want to see either guy lose.
What do you do with Josh Alexander?
Well, he's in the Callis family.
He's in the Callis family. You know, he was a big free agent. He basically went to AEW because they paid more money. I mean, that was pretty public. They offered him more money. Let's put it that way. So he didn't care about anything but money. So where do you go with him? Obviously, he's getting paid a pretty penny, right?
Right.
If AEW won the bid. What do you do with a talent like that? I mean, he's an ex-world champion in TNA.
Right.
You know, what do you do with him?
They turned him heel when he came in. Man, I think this is the best spot for him now, but unfortunately, like, I see him getting, like, kind of where it's everybody's kind of log jammed here, but in the mid card title scene.
He's going to get lost in the middle.
Yeah. I think that's one thing AEW, they got great talent, but they've only got a few guys who are on the upper tier competing, going for the world title. Then they got tons of guys in the mid-card level.
And obviously he's okay with that because
he went
for a paycheck. Sure. Can't blame him for that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Less just takes more money. Like Steven said, spending more time with family.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
But you know, you look at, then you turn around and we talked about earlier. You look at Natalya's promo. She made it publicly clear she was not happy sitting at home collecting a paycheck.
Right.
So I feel like when somebody comes out and is verbally saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got a guy like Alexander, who at one time was the top of a company. He's basically saying, yeah, I'm okay. I'll work one day a week and send him collect a paycheck. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just resonates differently, I guess.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they use him. It will. I liked how they used him last night against Brody King. That was fun. Like I said, I didn't mind the time limit draw because I didn't want to see either guy lose. I didn't want to see Josh get another loss already. And like Brody's getting a decent push. I didn't want to see him get any momentum hurt. So, yeah. I'd be all for a rematch, like Steven's saying in the comments. We saw Daniel Garcia.
That would be a really, really good 0-hour match.
It would. Yeah, 100%.
So
we saw Daniel Garcia answer Max Caster's open challenge, and he beat Caster in 59 seconds. They had a timer.
This Caster open challenge thing is awesome.
Yep.
It's so entertaining.
Yep. Gates of Agony went over Ray Jazz and Goldie pretty quickly. I don't know.
Sure.
I didn't even. Yep. Yep. And CRU were watching from ringside. And Gates of Agony tried to get him in the rain. Big Bill and Brian Keith told Gates of Agony they're in the parking lot. Gates of Agony headed back that way, and they got in a brawl with Big Bill and Brian Keith. So, in the parking lot. So,
I agree with Majin. Archer was
he's
so good in New Japan. They love him in New Japan. The crowd loves him.
Oh yeah, we talk about it almost every week.
Yeah.
Yep. The main event got tons of time because it ended up being a three falls match between the Paragon and FTR. Good tag match. I mean, four guys who are good tag team wrestlers. But in the end, FTR wins with the help of Big Stoke.
No. His name is Stokely.
Big Stoke.
Are you going to start that with the Big Bill shit too?
No, I'll let that one rest. But
the difference is Big Bill is least tall. Stokely's 5'6".
So it makes it funny. He's got a big personality.
Got a big fucking forehead.
Big Stoke.
Did you do that on purpose? Did you literally click on his comment just to say that?
Yep,
I see it in the comments, and then you
clicked did. On it. I did. Because you're fun to get riled up, Shep. It's working tonight.
It's easy. I'm easy.
Yes, it is.
I'm an easy target.
There you go.
About as easy as taking the fucking title off of Paul.
Yeah, Ray Charles can do that.
after the match, Jackalope from Boston did, obviously.
Yeah. After the match, Garcia came down with a crowbar and a mic. Stokes stood in front of FTR. Garcia wanted to beat him all over the head with the crowbar. He said he used to have a lot of love for them, and then he thought they had a lot of love for him. But after what they did to Cope, Daddy Magic, and him, he has questions. He knows he won't get an answer, so next week he will beat the answers out of them. He challenges them all next week in Collision.
I don't have a receding hairline, asshole. My hairline's good. My hairline's been this way since I was like 14 years old. I got a five head. Maple syrup drinking bitch. Anyway, love you.
But let's give who's your wrestler of the week?
Not Majin. He's an asshole.
But did you see his video on Twitter with the 2x4? He called out Paul for trying to be a tough guy.
That was kind of funny.
Because that was pretty good.
That was kind of funny. Yeah. Wrestler of the week, in a losing effort. Kyle Fletcher. I mean,
son of a bitch. Yep.
I mean, obviously, it's an easy one to pick Hangman, but I don't know, man. That was thoroughly entertained. That was a pay per view worthy match.
I'm actually on TV. Hangman's easy choice. Fletcher's easy choice. I'm gonna go Nick Wayne because I thought his match and Lethal's match was a lot better than I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah,
for a match that was put together during Dynamite. Like, Because Nick Wayne's like one, I was really hyped when AEW got him. And then like, he kind of soured on me, even though he's so young, that's not fair because he just did. But now I feel like the last few times he's been out, he's reminding everybody how good he is again.
Correct. I mean, he started wrestling for GCW when he was 16 years old.
Right.
I remember Darby Allin gave him his contract at an independent show when he was 16 or 17 and said, look, when you turn 18, you're signed with AEW. And even when he came and appeared in AEW, he still went back and worked for GCW. And he won the tag titles. I can't remember with who.
Wasn't Blake Christian, was it?
It might have been. It was East West Express or something like that. Yeah. Somebody helped me out in the comments. And they had a good little tag title run. Yes, I did see negative one at GCW. That was great. Yeah. I mean, 3 a.m. in the morning in my time. Might have been 4 a.m. I don't know when he came out. But, I mean, that kid's got to be – I think he's 13 now.
13, which blew me away because I thought he was 6 when his dad passed. And he was.
But guess where he's been training?
Nightmare Factory, right?
No.
No? He's
Dungeon 2.0.
Oh, okay.
He's with Natty and TJ.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No. To tune in to see who he who shall not be named, we have to tune in on Thursdays. He didn't show up on Sundays.
Did you even send him the link?
No.
Good. Then he can't join.
No, but like I said, he has admin rights, but not for much longer. They're going to you, my friend.
And I know. Send me the admin rights because I know. Yeah.
Basically, you can join without the link, Shep, pretty much. So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. No, he thinks he's joining next week. Maybe. We'll see.
It's Mother's Day.
But yes, it is Mother's Day next Sunday.
It is Mother's Day. Right? Everybody do something nice for your mother.
Yep, absolutely.
You only get one of them.
Yeah, we got Dynamite live Wednesday night, Collision live Thursday night this week. Yep, Collision on Thursday instead of Saturday.
Is that because is that NBA playoffs?
NBA right? or NHL, I think. Yeah, one or the other. But I like it. I like Collision. I wish they'd move Collision permanently on Thursdays. Maybe they will. Maybe they've been testing it lately a little bit.
Saturdays is just you know what? I think I would watch it more on Thursdays than I would.
I would too. Live. Like I usually watch it back. Like today I finished Collision. I started it last night after it was off the air. Finished it today. So, Shep, I got one more thing I want to go over before we wrap things up. And Chris Van Vliet. Who, like I said, I got to meet at Square Circle Expo. Couldn't be a nicer of a guy. I mean, he is the best wrestling podcaster out there. Like everybody who does these strives to be like Chris Van Vliet because he's just that good. Anyways, he posted this. It's called the 7 Wrestlers Theory. He's got 7 different criteria of wrestlers or questions or whatever you want to say. And I want to get your opinion. I'll give my opinion on them too. Number 1, who's the wrestler that made you fall in love with wrestling?
Ric Flair.
I'm going to go Stone Cold Steve Austin, even though that's a tough one for me because I was only like 6. And I feel like there wasn't just one person. But I always remember loving Stone Cold at that age. So I'm going to go Stone Cold. Number 2, who's your newest favorite wrestler?
Will Ospreay.
Ospreay and Swerve for me, both. I like them both. And if I had to pick a WWE one, Bron Breakker. I'm starting to really get on the Bron Breakker train. Number 3, one wrestler that's always made you smile.
Always?
Yep.
R-Truth.
R-Truth, that's a good one. I'm going to go with this guy, even though he's pissed me off lately, The Rock.
Yeah, okay. His backstage promos before R-Truth, I guess. Yeah.
And even like when he'd return now, he's still funny on the mic. But lately, he's pissed me off with his stuff. So
he's too Hollywood. Too Hollywood.
And so far, Majin's going Owen Hart as number 1. New favorite wrestlers, Takeshita. And the wrestler always made him smile, Sting.
Now, number Surfer's. Surfer Sting.
Okay.
Let's go Majin. Let's go Surfer Sting. Put that in there.
Number four, your comfort wrestler.
Comfort wrestler.
Which I like. I like this. Like, when I think of this, who's somebody, like, you can go back and watch their matches, and you'll never get tired of watching their matches. That's how I view it.
Well, Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels, for sure.
Randy Orton falls here for me. Like, I just always been a big Randy Orton guy, and he's something I don't get tired of. So, the wrestler you miss the most, and I took this as not a retired wrestler, but a wrestler who's deceased. That's how I took this.
Oh. I tell you one that I really like because I was a huge WCW guy back in the early 90s, and it's Brian Pillman.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I remember when he wore the, he played for the Bengals, and he always had the Bengals tights, and I can't remember what WCW. I'm pretty sure it was one because I didn't have pay per view in the early 90s. My parents didn't have it, so whenever it was on TBS or TNT, they was it Clash of the Champions? They always broadcasted live. On TV, it wasn't a pay-per-view, but the show kicked off with Brian Pillman and Jushin Thunder Liger. And I could watch that match 100 times over. So, yeah, definitely Brian Pillman.
That's a good one. I know Bodden said Eddie Guerrero. I know that's a popular choice. I'm going with more recent Brody Lee. I loved what he was doing in AEW, and it was just so sad how that all happened and the tribute and everything. He had big, big things on the horizon for him in AEW, and unfortunately we didn't get to see it in fruition. The wrestler you'd protect with your whole life.
Oh. Man, that's a tough one. Like
Cody Rhodes for me. Cody Rhodes for me.
Yeah, that came to mind. Shit, man. This is going to sound really odd.
Like, who's one, like, if you're talking wrestling with your buddies, like, you will go to battle for this guy? Or
Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega.
Okay, that's what Majin went with.
I didn't see that. Anyways. Mm-hmm. The reason I would say Kenny is because if for some reason I'm sitting down with a couple buddies having a beer and maybe they just watch WWE, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your normal fan, that's what they watch, right?
Yep. Yep.
And I bring up a guy like Kenny Omega and they're like, who the hell is that? You know, what has he ever done? Compared to what the stuff he's done in Japan and then obviously in AEW, it's just like, it's definitely Kenny. You would go to bat for him and tell these, I want to call them uneducated fans, but guys that are not.
It wasn't don't get outside the WWE bubble.
Yeah. They don't get out the bubble.
Yeah.
You know, really inform them of how good this guy is.
Yep. Kenny was actually my answer for number 7, the one you're rooting for the most. Because, like, I feel like we've been robbed for a lot of good, like, matches and time of Kenny and AEW just because of injuries and diverticulitis. So now he's back and he's got the international championship. He's doing great work. Like, I'm just rooting for him to keep healthy, keep going strong, because AEW is better when Kenny Omega's on TV.
Thanks, Majin. One way to put it. I'm trying to be nice, buddy. You know, I have a heart. Hey, I have a heart right here.
Might be small, but he has one.
I got a big booty. That's right. what was the last question?
The one you're rooting for the most, the wrestler.
One I'm rooting for the most.
Like, I thought about putting Cody here, but, like, I think everybody knows I root for Cody. And, like, yeah, Kenny's one I've just realized, like, AEW's better when Kenny's there. So.
A guy I'm rooting for the most. And this one's going to throw you off. I think he's – and I hope he gets his time. But the guy I'm rooting for the most is Sami Zayn.
You could have gave me 20 names and I wasn't getting that one.
I just love what Sami Zayn has done over the last year. He's – you know, when he was the honorary ooze.
Yeah.
I thought that was great work. Obviously, his work he's always done with Kevin Owens.
Mm.
Kevin Owens is out. Now he's, you know, working with Jay. Him and Jay are buddies. I just think Sami Zayn is a top-tier performer and deserves better.
Yeah, no mania spots, crazy.
And you know what? There's a little bit of me that wants, and I can see it with this whole Chad Gable shit right now. El Generico can show up, and I would fucking pop hard. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And maybe there. I don't know. I want Sami Zayn to have a really top tier run in the next year or two.
I like that.
I know he's an older guy. He's been around. He's put his body through hell.
Yep.
Through ROH and NXT, he has put his body through hell. So I want to see him get his apples for sure.
All right. And real quick before we sign off, we'll do this quickly. Maja wants me to pull up the release talent that WWE released, the 15, and we can guess where they might end up. Let's see here. Now I got to find the list. Braun Strowman. We've kind of hit on that earlier. I definitely think independence first off. Shayna Baszler.
GCW. She's already got a history with Bloodsport. I think she did the last three Bloodsports. So I see her showing up in actual GCW shows as well. And then I'm guessing we're going to have another Bloodsport for SummerSlam, right? Is that what we have four Bloodsports here, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I think a lot of the talent, especially women's talent, the first place we'll see them go for a big match is Maple Leaf.
But are they doing it quarterly?
I honestly don't know that.
I think they do two shows back to back Friday, Saturdays. But I think they do one a quarter or one week.
And I know like a lot of these female talent are friends with Toni Storm and Mercedes Moné. So some of them could definitely end up in AEW.
Sure.
So Dakota Kai. Yeah. I think some of these females end up in AEW. I do. And a lot of these are like NXT talents, so I'm not as familiar with them. Like, I've heard the names. I just don't know enough about them to place them somewhere. Caden Carter, Katana Chance, Cora Jade, Gigi Dolin, Eddie Thorpe, Riley Osborne, Ja'Kara Jackson, Wolfgang, Joe Coffey, Mark Coffey, Aura Minsha, Javier Bernal. And I believe there's one that hasn't been released, but they told her they're not renewing her contract, is Shotzi.
You know, Shotzi's had two different opportunities, I feel like, and every time they give her an opportunity, it falls flat.
Yeah. I forgot, Majin, that Cora Jade was in the AEW at one time. He said he hopes Caden Carter goes to AEW. Dakota Kai could fit into AEW. Yeah. 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 There was one name on here. Who was it? I just read that. I don't know which one it was. One lady is done with professional wrestling.
Yeah, she's dating Bron Breakker, right?
Yeah, I don't. Which one is that though?
Oh, I saw it on her thing. She said her athletic career is over.
Yeah,
when they released her, but she gave thanks because she met Bron. It was on. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not a good social media guy.
That's not a bad thing. Yeah.
Anyway,
but they do this every year around this time. Wave of releases. So.
That's okay.
Yeah, Gigi, you're right. Gigi was married to Darby. They're still friends. She did some work in AEW too. Yeah. So. Yeah, hopefully they all land on their feet. I mean, even if you don't like WWE, it sucks when you see guys and gals lose their job and lose their steady paycheck and everything. So
sure.
It's a business at the end of the day, unfortunately. So, and we've seen AEW not re-up people's contracts. So, you know, it happens. It happens. So, anything else, Shep, before we wrap it up for the night?
Nah, that was a great week in wrestling, especially AEW wise.
Yep.
We talked about it earlier. I think Raw and SmackDown are a little stagnant right now.
SmackDown's going back to 2 hours June 6th, I read today, which should help that show.
It should. I enjoy a shorter show.
Yeah, that 3 hour feels like filler.
Ugh. But, great stuff. I know we're, it's the WrestleMania burnout, so they gotta build their momentum back up. But yep. And they will.
Yeah, they will. They will. I mean, I just want AEW to keep it going through All In. Just keep rolling.
Yeah, so right. It's a fun time to be a fan. We've been saying that for like the last 3 years on this podcast.
Yeah, we can't take it for granted. I mean,
yeah, it's a fun time to be a fan. We have so many choices.
Yep.
And, enjoy it. Quit bitching in the comments, to these companies.
Yep.
Just suck it up and have fun. If you don't like something, go get you another fucking beer and drink it and watch something else.
Yeah.
Because there's something else on TV or streaming. Yeah. Yep. Plenty of shit. So,
yep.
Don't be a Karen in the comments. How about that?
There you go. I like it.
Don't be a Karen keyboard warrior.
There you go. That's a good way to end the show. Yeah. I like that. So, all right. But thanks everybody for listening. Thanks everybody for watching all the comments. Hold on.
Before you do the close, I'm just saying this right now. Two beards. You sons of bitches.
We're coming for you.
We're coming for you. Now, Tanner and I are high and tight. You know why? Because we have pride in the way we look. We don't have the time or the effort to grow those beards and look the way you guys do. So we're coming for you.
Coming for you.
And when we come for you guys, we're taking no mercy. We're taking that belt back. And we're leaving you in a bloody mess. I'm done.
Yeah, it's not going in our fridge, JPJ. You son of a bitch.
It's not going to smell like 2-day-old fucking tuna fish.
You son of a bitch. But thanks to everybody for the comments. It makes the show so much more entertaining. Helps us engage in different conversations, different rabbit holes to go down. Makes it a lot of fun. So appreciate that. Hit that notification bell if you haven't already. If you're subscribed on YouTube. If you're not subscribed, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button on Facebook, that follow button on X and Instagram and Blue Sky Kicking Out Pod. I almost forgot what our podcast was called. Is our handle, is our handle for all social media. Follow myself at Tanner Lee 92. Follow Shep at the Shep 27. Not naming the other dude because we're pretty much a 2-man podcast at this point. Hit that like button if you haven't already on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and give us that 5-star rating and review. We'd really appreciate it. If you want to support the podcast and look great doing so, go check out our merchandise on kickingoutshop.com. Release some brand new stuff with a fun little new animated logo I created for the pod. So go check that out. And you can also get some awesome t-shirts on.
It made me look like a mean guy, though.
Well, you kind of are a heel.
Really? You think I'm a heel?
A little bit. All tweener right, guys, at best. Tweener at best.
I want to know. Fuck them 5 big booms. Stop it. Okay, maybe a heel because I don't like that. We got 6 days between or 7 days between next week. Everybody leave in the KOP comments whether you think Shep's a face or a heel.
And everybody else out there that tunes in, let's go bombard Between Two Beards 8:00 Thursday night on YouTube. Let's get in their comments and raise some havoc.
Oh, I will be.
Let's raise some havoc.
And Majin, that's the biggest compliment you've ever given me right there. That's the biggest compliment. That's a compliment, right?
Thanks, Majin, for making Shep's head even bigger. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. With that said, everybody, Shep and I will be back next Sunday as we kick out yet another podcast. Have a great week, everybody.
This is where I say goodbye, mwah, and good night. Bam!